Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Top of the hour brought to you by Toro Snowblowers for Grizzly Winters. You need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. All right, so time to transition over to Kyle Korver. Korver, obviously, one of those vets that was brought in to be that sharpshooter off of the bench. And was supposed to be one of those vets to help in the locker room to help get this team to a championship and win a championship at the end of the day. And was definitely a favorite of teammates. I think he was definitely a favorite of fans as well. He was on Bill Michaels' Milwaukee Basketball Hour during the season and was outstanding on that show. Very entertaining and very good. And Kyle Korver was back at Creighton doing an event. And did a little Q&A back there, and this is how it went.
My team specifically, I'm sure every team here was tuned in during the bubble, right? It was the first sporting events that had come on in months, so we're all tuned in. And during the game against the Magic, while you were in the bubble, what were the challenges that were running through your mind as you assessed the situation, like right before the game time, of deciding to boycott your team along with your teammates? Because you've had a voice for racial equality, notably from the incident in Utah with OKC. And what was your approach to kind of addressing those conversations about Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter and those hard conversations with your Bucks teammates?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'd had a lot of conversations about all this. And you know, a couple days before, Jacob Blake had been shot. And then there was a story about a young white kid running through the street. And he was shooting people. Our team was super raw. Like, I think a lot of people were. But just, you know, being that that was where we were from, people were really feeling the story and really feeling the pain. And so we walked into that game and, you know, we're trying to get ready for a playoff game, but we're not really there mentally. And there was a series of events that happened. One of our coaches, Darvin Ham, I'm sure he'd be fine with me telling this story, but he's got two sons that are in their 20s who they live in Milwaukee, right? He's thinking about them. Darvin Ham's a big man. He played at Texas Tech. I don't know if you guys remember him, shattering the backboard. Like, big, strong guy, big guy. And he's in tears, and he came in and he said something like, "It's kids out on the streets." It's really emotional. And went into this the locker rooms were kind of weird, but there's like a little coaches thing that had been set up and like just took the whole thing down. Everyone's jumped up and everyone's already on edge and everyone's already in bad headspace. And I just sat there in my chair with tears running down my face. And I'm looking at my jersey that says Black Lives Matter. And I'm just like, what are we doing? And we had one teammate, George Hill, decided that he wasn't going to play. And Sterling Brown on our team, who has his own case going on in Milwaukee right now, it's still open. He stopped at a Walgreens at like 1 a.m. and police pulled him over, ended up tasering him, arrested him for no reason, right? It's still, he's trying to get create change in the city, and there's a whole court case going on. And he said, you know, I'm a George. And they kind of, he stood up and he's like, you guys don't have to do this if you don't want to. Me and George are going to sit out tonight. And we all just sat there and we're like, we're all with you. Right? We're with you. And there was like 13 minutes on the clock. Like, you know, this was happening in real time. And, we just kind of sat there and let the clock run out. And it's always interesting for me, like as a white man in these spaces, like what to do, right? How do I help as a white man? What do I say as a white man in this space? And you know what you do? You stand with the marginalized. And when you can, you amplify their voice and you listen to their thoughts and you listen to their ideas and then you find your way to help out. But in that moment, I'm like, yo, I'm with you. We had a conversation after that with like, we can't just not play this game and then go back to our room and play cards or video games. Like, what are we going to do at this moment now? And so we were in the locker room for a long time, and we ended up talking to the governor, the lieutenant governor, and he told us in that moment that after all the protests that had happened in Milwaukee, that the state legislature hadn't met one time to talk about any kind of change. All the protests, all the conversations, all the pain, they hadn't met one time. And we're like, guys, what are any of us doing? How do we create change? Right? So we talked to a bunch more people. We ended up talking to Jacob Blake's family. And his parents were so incredibly kind and gracious. And they held out this phone and we all kind of huddled around to hear. And they just like poured love on us, because we're in this moment, we're like, we're hearing other teams are not playing. I think some people are probably mad at us, you know. And in that moment, when we're sitting there listening to his family, his parents, we just sat there, we stood around the phone and cried. And we're like, we don't know exactly what the future holds. We're not sure exactly what our plan is going forward, but we're doing the right thing. This is the right thing. And it was an incredible moment. And then to watch the rest of the teams join us, right, across the country, it was really powerful.
All right, so there is Kyle Korver of the Milwaukee Bucks addressing and doing an interview down at Creighton, his alma mater, asking you this question. After hearing Kyle Korver, do you understand why the Bucks struggled in the bubble? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Got some more news coming out here, possibly. Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covers the Badgers and has for a long time just tweeted out that the Badger-Nebraska game may not happen now, and he puts, stay tuned. So we shall see
full disclosure.
What else happens out of this.
Yeah, full disclosure, Tom Oates just told us that. We just didn't, it was in an interview, and it may not get the headlines it deserves, but he said that a couple times. This game may not happen. He said that. So I just want to make sure we give him some credit as well.
There you go. Credit given. Yeah. Just to keep that out there, and if anything else happens here, we will let you guys know. Yeah, I heard him say it. I did.
You heard him say it, Garrett?
Yeah, he said it. Okay, so after hearing Kyle Korver, do you understand why the Bucks struggled in the bubble? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Gary, what say you?
You know, I stumbled on this last night, and I listened to it, and really, after I listened to it, tears started coming down my eyes, too. They were just in a tough position, and we figured that this stuff was going on in and inside that locker room. And Steve, you and I were going back and forth with this this morning in text messages. And everybody handles adversity different. And because I think you said something, I forget what you said, to the fact that, you know, do you now see why they did it, or do you see why they struggle, or something like that, you said. And I said, well, yeah, you know, yeah. But as athletes, we are often, it's more than just being a physical specimen or just doing physical things as you're playing these sports. It's also your mental capacity as well. I mean, sometimes your mental capacity is the difference between a good player being a great player, whether that be playing with injuries, you know, more often than other guys, whether that be focusing, tunnel vision, not seeing anything on the outside, just understanding what is there. I never played through a pandemic. You look at the crisis that our country is going through right now in a bubble. I never had to do any of all those things, but those are more mental things than are physical, but those mental things can also become a physical hindrance as well. And yeah, I think it affected the Milwaukee Bucks so deeply that it may have caused them to not play as well as they should have played. They had other things on their mind. They had sounds like bigger fish. I mean, they talked about the lieutenant governor. These jokers ain't even talked about it. I mean, we didn't even know this ourselves. They're down in a bubble trying to fight for a cause, and our government, no one even had even talked about this. I mean, it's just crazy. For me, just to hear that just then, I'm sure they're saying, well, right, what are we doing here? Why are we doing this? There's nothing happening in our state. What's going on? So I think it affected them in so many different ways, and not being with their families. Now it took a toll on them. But I will say this. There are other teams in the bubble, too, that persevered and came through it. It affects everybody there, I'm sure. And sometimes it affects other guys more so, or other teams more so than other teams. You look at the Milwaukee Bucks, stuff happened, though, right in their backyard. I mean, so it was up close and personal. You got a guy on your team. Well, we saw that video of Sterling Brown where they tased that joker, had him hold him down, and these jokers in the background laughing. And then, you know, they on video laughing about this. And so it was really close to them. And maybe for the Milwaukee Bucks, they never recovered, Steve.
Okay. I want to hear what Leroy has to say about it as well. After hearing Kyle Korver, do you understand why the Bucks struggled in the bubble? I want to hear from what you think, too, as Bucks fans. They lost in the second round of the Miami Heat. See ya. Bye-bye, toodles. And now here comes Kyle Korver saying what they were really going through. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer. Don't take chances with COVID-19 and your family's health. Check your temperature before dinner and in the morning. Get an accurate reading in seconds with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by physicians and nurses. Stay safe with Exergen. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios asking you, after hearing Kyle Korver, do you understand why the Bucks struggled in the bubble and got bounced in the second round by the Miami Heat? And they were awful in the regular season, too, in the bubble, those last few games there in the bubble. Leroy, do you understand any better now what happened to the Bucks this season?
Well, I absolutely understand it. A lot of the stuff we were guessing what was going on in the locker room, but when it was so abrupt, when they did not play, and then it spilled over to everybody not playing, then it spilled over to around the world. I mean, the WNBA, they didn't play, and they made a stand for that one particular day. And that's America, though. When Kyle Korver says what he said, that's what America's supposed to be like. Now, you're going to have a small percentage of people that like when we're divided. But to recognize that at any moment my teammate may need some help, I'm there with you. That's why... when we talked about Andy Dalton, when he got hit, that it was surprising not to see five linemen go and tackle that guy, because that's how close you are in the locker room. So, and then, but I just like, and by this being an election season, a lot going on, to where when I hear Kyle Korver, it just makes me know that there's a lot of hope. And then when I hear somebody like Jared Kushner talk about what black people want and they got to help themselves, I'm paraphrasing, but that is the most insulting, disrespectful stuff I've ever heard from a white man that don't really know what black people are going through. Because I know that no one's going to ever pull Jared Kushner over. He don't have to go through that. But that just, because white people, black people, brown people, immigrants, we all got to live here. And we got to learn how to get along. Only thing, he is saying that. This is so impactful, because I've never been in that position. I've never been marginalized. If I see the police behind me, I ain't got nothing to worry about. You know, but if you're African-American, you may have something to worry about. He say he understands. And if you got all that going on in your head, because listen, I got God kids who are white. I got God kids who are black. I got God kids all races. Religion, I don't judge nobody. I mind my business. I love everybody. As a matter of fact, Gary joke on me all the time about loving everybody. I just want everybody to just understand, and that's the reason why I can say that the Jacob Blake happened in Wisconsin and Miami, they felt it too, but not at a bigger thinker than it happened in their backyard. Move further. The George Floyd thing happened with the Vikings. So when the Packers played them, some of the guys probably still dealing with that. I think Gary touched on it also. And we also are taught to, as athletes, to have the blinders on like the horses when they're in the races, so they don't go in another lane. You stay focused. You're one of the rare people in this world that can deal with anything. Anything that comes up, you can handle it. Put it aside and go play. But at the end of the day, you're still human. And if you're sitting there thinking, I'm on the bench, I'm thinking, man, I can imagine how Mr. Blake's mom feels. You know, oh, the buzzer sounds, now I got to go in. It's like a transition. And I just don't understand that we all have to learn how to, we got to learn how to get along at some point and mind our own business, but still be friends, and all of us can make money together and we'll have fun. And then let's take it further, Steve. And you know I'm a big fan of Sam Decker. Then I heard the Lakers won the championship, so J.R. Smith is on the Lakers. He's mentioned that's the one player he didn't get along with because the guy was a Trump supporter. I got more Trump supporters that are friends of mine than Biden friends of mine. But the good thing about it, we all love each other. We have fun. We don't even talk politics. We know where you stand. I'm not going to hate you because of what you believe. That's what you believe. We all friends, man. I got a lot of Kamala Harris. She's a, I believe she's an AKA. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry to culture, but my ex-wife is a AKA sorority. So I know tons of her supporters, tons. And to bring it back, my mom used to always say the heroes are the real heroes. They have no capes. So I used to be marginalized. I was had a disability, and kids used to pick on me all the time and say all kinds of stuff. But it was a young lady that wasn't having that. She was like the Cal Corbett. She said, I'm not disabled, so I don't know what it feels like to get bullied, but I just know it's wrong. And I'm going to tell the teacher, we need more Cal Corbers than people trying to benefit one way or the other. No one wants to defund the police. No one hates the police. Reasonable people don't want that. We're just saying when you approach the car, if you drive like Sterling Brown, it should be blind justice. It should be colorblind. If I did something wrong, give me a ticket. Let me go home. Don't treat me like that based on my color. And I think for that moment, Cal Corbett understood that. You know, I'm not African American, but I can understand where this is, how people feel. And that's the reason why most of the locker rooms, a lot of guys, you know, on the same side when it comes to the court, but off the court, you very rarely see guys come together like that. And to me, this
is... Let me ask you this real quick, and I do agree with you, but do you think, and of course we've never been in this, but should it affect them that way? Do you think this affected them in a way that they couldn't play the best basketball that they're supposed to be playing?
I think some guys it did.
Yeah.
I think so. Some guys it did. And that's what I was getting. That was my last point. Some guys it probably affected, especially if you're a role player like him. It probably did. I mean, that's not an excuse because you lost, because that takes away from what Miami did. But I will say this, you probably play your best when you got a clear frame of mind. You really do. You got a clear frame of mind. That was so raw at that time. And we talked about it on the show. We thought those, especially George Hill, he admitted, hey, man, I couldn't play. You know, Sterling Brown, okay, y'all can go play. Y'all go play. And they're like, well, no, because if you guys are not playing, I don't feel right playing without my brother. So we'll just, boycott, strike or whatever for one game and then get back on with it. And throughout all of that, you were going in a pandemic. Nobody got tested positive, which is amazing. When they write the history books on this, it's going to be truly amazing. But I can understand, Gary, for guys that are free throw and not having his right mind. I mean, that's a big distraction, knowing that you look on TV, you see people disagreeing. And then, you know, but again, your leaders on your team, you got to rally everybody together as well as the coach. He talked about Darvin Ham having two sons here. I can look at other people's side. But if I don't know your side, I can't look at that side. But have you ever take for one moment and say, I can see what these players were going through on top of a pandemic? Now put that on top of it, because you got to stay in your room. That stuff, that is just different. You got to stay in your room. You got to eat food. That's fine. But I can see them people saying, come on, these guys rich down there staying in at Disney World. They can play and get paid millions. I get that.
There's a lot of people that didn't want to hear about that stuff.
Right. And neither did we. Hey, man, come on. Y'all got a bit way better. But when you add in this, even you, can you imagine somebody that's going out, they say you was on the street protesting, and y'all charged up. Now you got to go back home to jump on a Zoom call to do your job. You probably wouldn't do your job effectively because you got too many emotions.
People very well may have done that, though.
Exactly.
People probably did business, do it. Yep.
Their business probably got derailed because they were not in the frame of mind. They're thinking about, you know, another shooting. I mean, they had another shooting in Philadelphia. I mean, you know, a young man with a knife, police shot him, and then they rioting up there. And it just, 2020 cannot get over quick enough, but I understand what the Bucks were going through. And I really want to hear from the Bucks fans what they think. You don't have to call them. You don't want to talk. If you want to just hit us up on social media, that's fine. But now, we were anticipating something was going on in there. Now, Kyle Korver brought you inside, Gary. He said he opened the door, come in, sit on this little bleacher thing. This was going on. And I appreciate him doing it.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Wendy's Big Show on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Broadcasting live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Don't forget, coming up today at 4:35, but an hour from right now, Packers All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari will join us. Give us, hopefully, cross your fingers, he'll give us an injury update. May not, but we'll ask anyhow. I get his thoughts on how great that offensive line played from over the weekend, and look ahead to the Vikings game this weekend. And then tomorrow, the future Hall of Famer and former Packers cornerback Charles Woodson comes on tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 here on the Fan. Looking forward to talking to Charles Woodson tomorrow. Gary Ellerson always looking forward to going to one certain car dealership.
Yeah, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas is the number one overall store for customer satisfaction. When you see what they're doing, folks, in their showroom and service drive, you understand why. The staff at Hyundai West Dallas takes your safety very seriously. You will notice that they all wear a mask and wipe down everything. When you bring your car into service, they even put the steering wheel covers as so no germs are able to pass. Their showroom has always been cleaned. And don't worry, folks, if you get your mask, they'll have one there for you for free. So why do I say all this, folks? Well, that's easy. It's just one more reason why you need to get your car from Hyundai West Dallas. They have the lowest prices in town. The best inventory are the most respectful when it comes to your safety. They even have discounted prices on the 2021 Hyundai Palisade, the best-selling SUV around. Hyundai West Dallas is located off Highway 100 in West Dallas, just a quick 15-minute ride from Waukesha, West Bend, or downtown Milwaukee. Guys, when you go in there, make sure you ask for me, Gary Ellison. You will receive an additional $500 off on any new or used vehicle that they have in the inventory. Hyundai West Dallas, where their ordinary needs to be extraordinary.
Let's get an update on the Badgers and Nebraska game coming up this week, and Dan Plucker has more. Yes, Dan Plucker.
Adam Rittenberg is saying that Nebraska is still preparing for Saturday's game to go on as scheduled, and Wisconsin would be the team to say they would not be playing. So nothing that's too surprising, but that's the case going over here. I don't know what that would mean in terms of Wisconsin having to forfeit the game, if it would count as a loss, if Nebraska's unwilling to except that they wouldn't be playing. I'm not sure how that would all work.
I thought they said it would be considered a no contest or
no
something
contest,
like that.
Right.
That's what they had said.
Yes.
So right. And you have to have, what, 6 games in order to qualify for the Big Ten championship or something right. Like that, I think. Mm-hmm. 6 games of the 8 played, so we'll see how it all plays out. And to be honest with you, well, I'm going to
go
down. No, I won't. Would you be okay with Seth Roberts being the only addition the Packers make in the receivers room? Because apparently they're close to a deal, the former Panthers wide receiver. That was breaking last night on social media. We'll talk about that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on the Kim Lavoie Judgment Day, only on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan on Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Would you be okay with Seth Roberts, a wide receiver that apparently the Packers will be signing here from the Carolina Panthers, being the only addition the Packers make in the receivers room? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan, as well. And last night when this started breaking on social media, I just retweeted and put, does nothing for me, nothing at all. And then I watched as other people started tweeting about it as well. And it apparently didn't do much for a lot of different people yesterday as this was going on. But this is a guy that didn't really do much at all with the Carolina Panthers. Ranks 169th out of 191 wide receivers in yards and route run. Zero catches and zero targets over the last three games. That's from Zach Cruz on Twitter last night. Just not a lot of positives, I guess, about Seth Roberts, other than he is a slot receiver, Leroy. So he can help you there if you're just strictly looking for that guy, but hasn't done much of anything for Carolina.
Well, he's just a guy. I mean, I think more people would have wanted you to just get Dez Bryant because he's a name. This is a Green Bay Packer pick. They like big guys. I think he's like 6'2". That's about it, though.
There's nothing earth-shattering about it.
No, it's just I don't think this is the receiver they're going to put. The portion of people, I tell you, it's a portion of people that really hoping the Packers do bad so they can say, you should have got a receiver instead of Jordan Love. Those people are going to be sitting there.
Just
give them more ammunition.
What about a tight end?
What about it?
Would you like a tight end?
Not necessarily.
Okay. I will hold that thought. Dan Plucker, other side of the glass, our executive producer, has something.
Yeah, there's a little bit of breaking news on The Fan brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. There's a little bit going on here. Not much because this player is now on the IR, but it sounds like the Packers and the Ravens both offered trades to the Philadelphia Eagles for Zach Ertz before he got hurt. So it's
Lord
just something
mercy.
Kind of to monitor, I suppose.
Lord, now well, you get Zach, hey, hold
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they don't do that.
Yeah, it does.
Isn't he hurt?
Yeah, well, oh, my bad.
No, it was before they put him on the IR.
It was before he put him on the IR.
So what? So what?
No, that's a game changer now. Zach Ertz is a man.
What is he doing now?
I understand that. You're right.
Right. How's a game changer?
Because if they would have got him.
Well, they didn't.
Why you brought it up to me, Steve, if I can't talk about it?
You can talk about it.
I mean, they didn't do anything. I mean, what we do with this, and then I'm tired of this. This is what we do with the Packers. I'm so
right,
sick
yeah,
of this.
But
Last year they didn't get Khalil Mack. If they would have,
they were looking at some other guy
when they were 7-1. They didn't get him. If they would have, they always in on something. If they would have, and they never do anything.
Well, but Gary,
they never get anything. I don't even know why we even mentioned that.
Gary, do you
it
know
wasn't
what
worth do you mentioning know? About Zach Ertz unless they really signed the dude. And don't sign him now because he's on IR. I don't even want him.
Make you feel good? They were just
no,
in on it?
No.
Do you know what's funny about this?
No,
Gary, who from time to time will say Packer fans are spoiled, da 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 da, gets 1 year. 1 year of a general manager actually trying to get something done and now is sick of hearing about the Packers being in on guys. Prior to that, you never heard the Packers being in on anybody with Ted.
Yes, they were.
Ted was sleeping at his desk at the trade deadline.
Not true. Stop. Not true, Steve. Not true. They were always in on players.
But it was top secret and nobody knew?
Yes, they were all. Here's the difference.
Secret.
No, seriously, Steve.
Come on.
Here's the difference. No, seriously. Here's the difference. The difference is that Brian Gutekunst actually talked to people. Ted doesn't.
Listen
to
me. Other general managers talk to people, too. If there was something out there, they would have told Schefter or somebody.
I'm just telling the difference between Ted and Brian Gutekunst.
I don't buy Ted was in on anything.
Ted don't talk to nobody.
Including other GMs. That was the problem.
Well, not even that. Even if he did, he ain't telling you.
That is even his own people.
But the other GMs
don't talk to his own people either.
He don't talk to nobody, Steve. That's just what he does.
Right, and that's why he screwed them for so many years.
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm not saying he did it. But all I'm saying to you, this stuff with Brian Gutekunst, because he talked to people, it comes out. It's still the same old story. We still don't have anybody.
Well, Everson Griffin has a home. Dan Plucker.
Is it with the Green Bay Packers?
No, but it's in the division.
No.
Go ahead, Dan Plucker.
Ian Rappaport, breaking news on the Fan, brought to you by Penzel. Yeah. Just did that read. Don't have to do it again. Everson Griffin going to the Lions in exchange for draft pick compensation. So the Lions are adding, it seems.
Well, I would have passed on Everson Griffin. I told y'all that.
We talked about him yesterday.
But can I say something about the Zach Ertz?
Go ahead.
One second. Let's take a quick timeout. Come back. Come on, we'll continue on.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk more about Zach Ertz and the Packers going after him before he was put on the IR, as were the Ravens. Ravens and Packers both in, apparently, on Zach Ertz. Roy has thoughts on that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day. Dan Plucker got the details in the break. Adam Schefter is saying it's a sixth-round pick. The Lions give up in order to get Everson Griffin. The Lions have won, what, two games in a row now? They call that a winning streak. Last time I checked, Lions are on a winning streak. And they had Everson Griffin to try and help. But, Ed, Plucker and I were talking in the break. I mean, this is Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia both trying to save their jobs. They need a run this year, I think, or they both could be in trouble before this whole thing is said and done. Also, before the break, we were talking about Zach Ertz in a report out of Philadelphia that apparently the Ravens and Packers both made offers to try and get Zach Ertz from the Eagles prior to Ertz being put on the IR. Leroy, you had thoughts on that.
Well, that's another team that love tight ends is
Baltimore.
Doug Peterson in Philly, before that Dallas Goedert kid got hurt.
Right.
That would have been the time to get grab Ertz. If you want to get him, you got to pull that trigger. He is one of the few tight ends that all he want to do is catch. He's a receiver. He ain't trying to block nobody. He's a receiver. Now, that stunts your growth of 85 and 87, but that moves the needle in the interior. Man, this guy, a lot volume catcher, too. But, okay, like Gary said, let's get back to reality. We know three teams love tight ends, okay? Well, two ready in your division, Chicago and the Packers. I mean, before Josiah got hurt, they had four or five guys on their roster at tight end. So I think most of the fan base is going to feel like Gary, though, hearing that. But I think the minority fan base is going to hear it. Makes them feel, okay, at least I know they're trying.
Speaks volumes of what they think of Sternberger.
Correct.
Speaks volumes.
What do you mean?
If they thought Sternberger was ready now, then they wouldn't have to go get a tight end, because Tonyan, I mean, he's had one game, granted, but Tonyan is a Rodgers favorite and so forth, so we know he's secure going forward. Sternberger was really the question mark, because Mercedes Lewis isn't doing anything other than being maybe a red zone guy and a run blocker. So they clearly thought they needed somebody else in the passing game besides Tonyan, and that's why they were interested in Zach Ertz. At least that's how I read it.
Well, that's fine. We could all have different opinions on it. I think they're going to still look for that kind of open. See, when you don't get somebody, though, you're putting into the database, I'm looking.
Sure.
They may go to another team and try to get a pass-catching tight end to go with the guys they have, because Sternberger ain't going, no, he's your move guy. Since Jacob DeVergara is hurt, he was your move guy. He's hurt. He's gone. Now, 87 is your guy to go all over, catch the bootlegs and all, you know, the gimmicky type stuff. You know, that's why he caught the touchdown. You need him. He has a role, a defined role. 85 is your go-to guy when you want to try to get the ball to the Y. He's like the Y. We call him the Y. The tight end is a Y, like X, Y, and Z on your field. You got an X receiver. You have a Z receiver. You have a Y as a tight end. So that would make me think that they're happy with Kamal Martin, because they have not put them in the atmosphere. They're looking for a middle linebacker, which I still think they are, and tight end. And Seth Roberts, by the way, we'll throw him in.
Throw him in there.
Yeah, so you guys want a receiver, we'll get you one. Remember they signed a receiver last year, Ryan Grant?
Never played.
They just never sit him on there and just, yeah, we don't need you, cuz.
They could do it with Seth Roberts, too, for all we know.
Yeah, he'll just probably.
He might. Probably. But MVS is not good that he'll probably play.
You're going to keep used to seeing the Taylors, the Shepherds, and the MVSs, and you're going to see sooner or later one of these. Well, I know it's going to be San Francisco. They're going to say, because Zimmer, he's too stubborn to double, you know, anything. I mean, he let Devontae rip him up. He's going to do it again. So, you know, but San Francisco, they ain't going for that. No. They're going to run their system, but that defensive coordinator, they know Matt LaFleur, they put the school together and all that. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but you need somebody that, if they are going to double Devontae Adams, that this guy can beat a double team. Well, Zach Ertz would have did that for you.
I want that Vikings game done quick on Sunday so they can rest for Thursday. Because this turnaround on Thursday against the Niners, they don't need some long, dragged out, you know, fight against the Vikings on Sunday. They need to put that thing away and be able to rest a little bit there in the fourth quarter because of that short turnaround on Thursday, because you know the Niners game is going to be physical. Phil and Cederberg, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Oh, my God, I'm so sad. I'm right 100% in Gary's camp. I mean, I don't want to hear about that. Gary, you're so right. We have been long-suffering Packer fans hearing this nonsense about, hey, we almost got Randy Moss. Hey, we almost got this guy. Hey, we almost got that. I don't care. Either we get him or we don't. I mean, I don't want to hear we almost got Zach Ertz. We put an offer in. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Gary, you're right.
Yeah, well, thank you. I know I'm right. Yeah, I'm so sick of that mess. We almost. I mean, yeah.
Come on, get somebody. Feel that way.
Thanks for the call.
What's that guy, Steve? That Quinnen Williams. What's his name? Over
from
the Jets.
Yes.
He ready to go. Jets offered him up. Go get him, then.
That's going to cost you quite a bit more than what you know.
Well, I don't care.
Get
him.
Well, all right.
Go get him.
I don't care about that.
Because he's not going to be a cheap date.
Well, no, he's not. I'm just saying, though. But there's a guy that's available that somebody want to trade. Go get him.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet
the Jets
going to
unload a lot of people. The Jets, the Cowboys, the Texans. It's like Cleveland.
Let's see what Will Fuller go.
Teams.
Just
let's
get
see what
in.
Will Fuller go.
There's going to be a lot of fire sales, Leroy, like you said. And exactly. Let's hope the Packers get in on a couple of fire sale bargains. I mean,
they may be in on it.
So we'll see.
They already got Will Fuller going to Cleveland.
Sure.
Yeah, because they need a receiver bad.
Makes sense with no Beckham.
OBJ.
And they'll be willing to part with more than other teams because they're in desperate need of a true receiver to replace Beckham to go alongside Jarvis Landry, who has not been living up to the hype this year. Hey, Young Express needs to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. We're talking about business that's been around since 1991. Stable. That's what you want, right? Right now, during all these tough times, you want to go to work for somebody or work with somebody in this case. That's stable. Looking for full-time independent contractors. Local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. They do short runs, so you don't have to worry about driving all night like an over-the-road guy sleeping in a motel or in your vehicle or something like that. Nope. Get to sleep in your own bed each and every night. 99% no-touch freight. I mean, everything is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. Don't got to break your back. That's a beautiful thing. Plus, with over 900 direct customers, they have a need for drivers. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Live a stress-free lifestyle, right? Turn up the radio to the Big Show and drive, baby, drive, and get paid for it, too. And why Young Express? Well, they have a 24/7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated, very personal to keep drivers moving. Now, why is that a big deal? Well, if you're picking up stuff at point A and going to point B and dropping stuff off, you need to know where you're going next. And if your dispatch team isn't on top of things, you're going to be sitting in your vehicle not making any money, in which case you're not going to be very happy. So a very good dispatch team is key to you making a lot of money. Looking for full-time independent contractors right now, Young Express, one of the fastest-growing businesses in America. Check them out online, youngexpress.com, JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them. Now the latest from Mike Clements.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.